The United Nations Secretary General says that the destruction of the Yemeni flashpoint city of Hodeidah could lead to a catastrophe. Antonio Guterres says that fighting must be stopped now. Well, the comments come as the ongoing battle between Ansarullah forces and Saudi-backed troops has so far killed dozens of people in Hodeidah. According to medics, some 110 Ansarullah fighters as well as 32 Saudi-backed forces were killed in clashes over the past 24 hours. Seven civilians are also among the dead. The Saudi-led coalition began a new wave of attacks on Yemen on November the 1st with the aim of taking control of Hodeidah. Human rights groups say that the operations could lead to high civilian casualties. Hodeidah is a vital lifeline for the Yemenis as the majority of imports and humanitarian aid enter through its port. From Niagara Falls, I'm now joined by Jason Unruha as a political commentator. Good to have you with us, Jason. Saudis are escalating their attacks against Hodeidah, and as you know, Hodeidah is a lifeline for the Yemenis. And do you think that the Saudis are going to capture the port city? And the UN is also warning it could lead to a human catastrophe.
I think that the Saudis are definitely going to try. As we've seen thus far, the entire campaign against the Yemenis has been largely unsuccessful in terms of capturing territory and controlling it. But it has, however, been very good at destroying the lives of the Yemeni people. I think that maybe the Saudis are starting to see the writing on the wall that they're probably going to lose this conflict, or at the very least, world opinion, which has been largely silent on the matter, is now starting to turn against them. As we recently saw, the United States ended its mid-air fueling operations to help the Saudis carry out bombing raids against the country. Of course, this hasn't stopped them from actually selling the weapons, selling the bombs that have been dropped on the country. But I think this token measure by the United States has said something very significant. They're making a token gesture to try to make it look like they're doing something to help. And this means at the very least, U.S. backing on this matter is starting to come in the decline. While this is too little too late to save the Yemeni people, I think it does show that even the U.S. backing is starting to turn on them at this time, and that the Saudis may start to become more desperate to hold on to what little they can. So I think they're definitely going to try to take the city and try to choke out the country in order to collapse what resistance there is against them. They've already caused a humanitarian crisis as it is. Cholera, hunger, starvation, massive starvation, just waiting around the corner, which would certainly take place if they did manage to block the port city, preventing them from getting food. So I think that this is indicative of the Saudi desperation to hold on to their operation against the Yemenis.
Mm-hmm. All right. Appreciate that perspective. That was political commentator Jason Unruha joined us from Niagara Falls, Ontario.